We're covering for you. A tornado has touched down in Central Florida near I-75, a major highway that plenty of people have been taking to get out of harm's way of the hurricane. Milton has gone back down to a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 155 miles an hour. It is expected to weaken a bit before making landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast tonight. But forecasters say it could still bring storm surge to the Tampa area high enough to take up homes. Now, Tampa Mayor Jane Castor compared being in the worst of the storm to basically being in a coffin. On the Today Show this morning, she praised the cleanup efforts from Hurricane Helene. There's been concern debris could blow in the wind like projectiles when Milton strikes.
We have got 70 to 75% of that household debris off of the street. Something that would take 3 months in any other condition, we've gotten done in 2 weeks.
There are mandatory evacuation orders across 11 counties with a combined population of nearly 6 million people. And John Charo lives near Fort Myers and says he is not taking the chance of riding out the storm at home.
I just have a little staycation and they play it safe and, you know, and hope my house is there when I get back.
But this other Fort Myers resident says he's going to ride out the storm in his apartment.
I saw the evacuation order. I'm in high-rise downtown, so I feel pretty comfortable where I'm at. I got plenty of food and supplies, so I'm just going to stick it out.
Studies from scientists say storms such as these are now more than two times more likely in the Southeast because of human-caused climate change.